Thanks a lot to your neighbors in Howdy. Let us say it's a real pleasure to be down this way for a program tonight. Do hope your neighbors are ready to join in with us for a little bit of fun as we go along. First, we'd like to take just a minute to point out the fellas to you, in case some of your neighbors never had a chance to meet them. The fella. You think everything going to be all right?
Yeah.
Good. Fella on the left-hand side with the little mandolin. Fine fella and a fine singer. Been with the Foggy Mountain Boys a long time. Curly Seckler. How about a nice hand for Curly, huh? Thank you very much. The next fella in line with the old five-string is a North Carolina boy. One of the banjo playingest fellas in the country. My partner, Earl Scruggs. How about a hand for Earl? Next fella with the little fiddle is still what we think one of the best old-time fiddlers in the business. Fine young and fiddler, Paul Warren. How about a hand for Paul? Of course, you can see now we're getting over in the good-looking section. This fella back here
friends,
with the
friends, I'd like to say that it's a pleasure. Step back out of the way there, Gizzard. You said good-looking, said.
Yeah, that's
well, what I thought you said. Friends and neighbors, you bothered me, boy. Friends and neighbors, I'd just like to say you're still bothering me, boy. I'd just like to say... Yeah, I'd just like to say that. Hey, what would I like to say?
I don't know.
He's messing me up.
Stand right over there and maybe your partner can help you think. Now, that one is from Knoxville, Tennessee. Of course, that goes to show you that they can raise anything in the world around Knoxville when they really try. Cousin Jake, how about a hand for Jake? His partner here is a pretty good boy. Of course, he's not like the rest of us. He don't have to do this kind of work for a living. His pappy and mammy's both well off. In fact, the whole family's a little bit off, tell you the truth about it. Uncle Josh!
Now I'd like to introduce to you the fella doing the talking here tonight, a mighty fine fella on the stage, off the stage, or wherever he might be. Let's make welcome here tonight, Mr. Lester Flatt. Give him a hand right here.
Honey, I'd give all I own just to have you back. I'm lonesome, lonesome for you. Well, my baby left me this morning as the clock was striking four, and the smiling face of my darling I may never see it more. Oh, I know what it means to be lonely. I know what it means to be lonely. Honey, I'd give all I own just to have you back. I'm lonesome, lonesome. No one knows what I've gone through. Oh, I know what it means to be alone. I know what it means to be blue. Honey, I'd give all I own just to have you back. I'm lonesome, lonesome for you. Thank you, neighbors. Thank you so much. You're really wonderful. We'd like to see, as usual, a little bit later on in our program tonight, we have a lot of coupons along with us. Good for some of that good Martha White flour and cornmeal. We'll be passing out to you a little bit later. We'd appreciate it, of course, when you're down at the store, if you'd pick up some pet milk. We're also co-sponsored on 9 different television stations a week by Pet Milk and, of course, Martha White. Let's call on Uncle Josh now with the old hound dog, one of the old ones, where Earl Scruggs and Paul Warren kind of joins in and helps him out. This one's called Maggie. Thank you very much. We'd like to do our latest Columbia record for you. This one's a little different than anything we ever recorded before. We've been kind of proud of it, though. It's been up in the top 10 across the nation. It's called Polka on a Banjo. There's a sweet young miss I love to kiss, but listen close and hear me. She's not my only love, I have another love. She'll just have to share me. Well, she's 5 feet tall, high heels and all. She already knows she has some competition in a composition known as polka on an old banjo. Takes me by the hand, I begin to swing her. She knows I never miss a chance to steal a kiss or dance the polka with her. I don't speak a word once I have heard the one thing I love so. She's caught in the middle, she plays a second fiddle to a polka on an old banjo.
Polka on a banjo, make that fire string hot. Polka on a banjo, give it all you got. Polka on a banjo, white Sam fingers go. Of all the songs I guess, the one that I love best is a polka.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you very much. We got an instrumental album out on Columbia label. We're going to call on Earl Scruggs to play one of the tunes. This one's called Ground Speed. Fine, Earl. Thank you very much. I guess we better have some good singing. I think I've got a good one picked out here that I want to do for you.
Friends and neighbors, I'd like to do a number down here, Fred. I've been doing all my show on the Grand Ole Opry. We put it on tape several times, and this looks like it. It looks like it's going to be...
Hey, shut up!
Josh, I believe he's wanting you to hush. Now, like I said before, friends, I've got this here number...
These folks don't care nothing about what kind of number you've got or what you've been doing on the Grand Ole Opry. They just want a good show. Let's give them a good show, not make so much racket.
Be no racket about it. Let's bow this forehead and sing.
I'll ring them jaws in a minute.
Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do.
My wife drives Cadillac, I walk the railroad tracks.
Nobody's business what I do.
She drives a limousine, I buy the gasoline.
Nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Thank you.
too late.
Nobody's business what I do.
And we all think, well, what the heck, but they're the guys that signs the checks.
So I guess it's their business what we do.
Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what I do. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business what we do.
Fine, fellas. Thank you very much. A little number called Nobody's Business. Josh, come and stand right over here. Now, we're going to pick a little tune, and you're going to be in on the act,
right,
see?
Here?
Yeah, in fact, you're going to get the first break.
First break?
Yeah, but just remember, when it comes time for your break, come in and get your break, and then move back. That thing's kind of like my old lady wants to quarrel back at me all the time. Now, you see, Sky's going to be over here on the other side.
Sky?
You know what? You know what this fella here is known as now, don't you?
No, I hadn't heard.
Sky King.
Oh, Sky, yeah.
He's the fella that always said, I wouldn't ride an airplane for $1,000,000. Earl took him up a little while the other day, and he ate 3 packs of Rolaids while he had him up. So when it comes time for your break, you come in and get your break and then move back because Sky may be coming in. So.
In other words, Lester, when it comes my time, just come in and get it and then get out.
Always get mad if we don't let them pick a little brother self. They'd like to do a little number for you. It goes like this.
What do you think you're doing?
Think I'm doing? I'm trying to get to the microphone. That's what I'm doing.
Well, you ain't supposed to be at the microphone.
Well, now, what do you mean I ain't supposed to be at the microphone?
You heard what I said. Lester said when y'all got through picking out here for me to come out and take over and say a few words. Now, move back if you don't mind, please. Friends, we'd like to carry right along.
Hey,
we'd like...
Hold it. There's been a bad mistake made somewhere.
What do you mean, mistake?
Because Earl Scruggs told me when we got through picking for me to come out here and take over, and I'm out here to take over, and you can take off.
Now, wait
now, friends!
You can't do nothing out here without me.
What do you mean I can't do nothing without you?
You heard what I said.
Brought my own outfit out here to entertain the folks with, so you run along.
Now, wait a minute. You done what?
Brought my own outfit out here to entertain the folks with, so you can run along going backstage.
Jake, it's bad enough that you come out here and interrupt me, but you start lying as quick as you get out here.
Who's a lying?
Said you brought your outfit with you.
Well, I did.
Where's it at? I don't see it.
You ain't looking in the right place.
Well, where's the right place?
Right here in my pocket.
In your pocket?
Got my train flea here in my pocket, does all kinds of tricks.
Oh.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you so much. One of our good buddies especially wanted to hear Paul Warren play a sacred number on the fiddle. What a friend we have in Jesus, Paul. Thank you very much. We especially hope the buddy requested that one and enjoyed it. We'd like to gang around now with all the fellas and sing a number that's been one of the biggest sacred numbers that we ever had the pleasure of recording. We hope you'll enjoy it again. It's called Cabin on the Hill. There's a happy child at home. Thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed the sacred numbers. We're going to ask Earl to pick out one of the old-time Carter family numbers that I'm sure a lot of you neighbors will remember. Jake, are you going to pick your Jew's harp?
Well, I ain't got that Jew's harp. Where do you know where it was? I ain't, but I'm going to pick it again.
You ain't got it?
I'm going to pick it again.
You are? It's called a Wildwood Flower. right, that's fine. Jake, Jake. Jake, you said you didn't have your Jew's harp. I believe it sounds better without it, so I wouldn't worry about it. I'd just leave it. We got a brand new release just come out a couple of days ago on Columbia Record. Well, it's one of the old numbers. One side of it is that we kind of changed around a little bit recording. It's If I Should Wander Back Tonight. By many years I've been a rolling stone, my darling. Like a gypsy, I have roamed from place to place. But you never came to me, how happy I would be just to look again upon your smiling face. Now if I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arm be empty, dear? Would you thrill to find me near? Would you love me if I'd wander back tonight? Last night I dreamed that you and I were back together. I held your hand so gently in my own. Heard you say we'd never part as I pressed you to my heart. Then awoke in tears to find myself alone. Now if I should wander back tonight, would you be waiting? Would your eyes be filled with love's own tender light? Would your arm be empty, dear? Would you thrill to find me dead? Would you love me if I wander back tonight?
Wonderful job. By the way, some of the neighbors asked for that one here tonight. We hope you enjoyed it. Paul Warren and Earl Scruggs. Here's some more of them you asked for. Cousin Jake and Uncle Josh, Barnyard.
Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. Upstairs, downstairs, out in the kitchen. See Uncle Bill just a rarin' and a pitchin'. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Farewell.
we'll see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Preacher is a coming and the children are crying. Preacher is a coming and the children are crying. Preacher is a coming and the children are crying. Chickens are running and the toenails flying. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dippin' John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dippin' John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along a dippin' John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Thank you, boys. That's all right. That ought to sell a million. Here's one sign upon the dotted line.
Well, I have come to say farewell forever. This citation you have asked me here to bring. But you never sign upon the dotted line, sweetheart, and you'll be free. You have been my guiding star, and I love you. I will miss you as the flowers miss the rain. Since things have happened, I don't care what kind of flowers bloom for me. You have learned to love another, though it's fair. Sign upon the dotted line, sweetheart, and you'll be free.
All right, thank you so much. Here he is, Earl Scruggs, with the five strings. Sally Ann.
Thank you very much. Neighbors, we'd like to say just a word to you about our wonderful sponsor. We've been with the good Martha White people over in Nashville for about 8 years or a little over now. We found them to be some mighty fine people, just down-to-earth, good country folks. I know that's the kind of people that a lot of you neighbors are like myself, you like to spend your money with. And we think it's one of the very best products, too. We have along with us some coupons that are good for 10-pound bags of Martha White flour free down at your grocery. Some that are good for 5-pound bags of Martha White self-rising cornmeal. If you haven't tried the good Martha White, we do want you to try it. You'll find it to be a little different from anything else on the market. It has that wonderful baking miracle, hot rise. We want to make sure tonight that some of the larger families, older married couples and so on, get some of the good Martha White first, and then we'll pass the rest of it out. Uncle Josh, you're going to kind of help me out, I guess. We'd like to give one of each tonight to the largest family that we have visiting with us. Now, understand, we would like to get the largest account that's present here in the auditorium with us. If there's 15 or 20 in family and all of them at home like they are with my house, don't count. We want to get the largest account that's present here with us. We'll start off with six. Do we have a family of as many as six in one family? If they are, hold up your hand. As many as six in one family visiting with us. There's a hand back there, Josh. If we happen to overlook any of you back there on the shelf, why, throw your shoe at Josh. Hit him if you can. Huh? Yes.
Thank you so much, neighbors. We do hope you've enjoyed our program over this way tonight. If you have, probably you'll see that we'll get to come back over your way again before too long. Till we do see you again, your next trip down to your grocery, pick up some pet milk. Martha White, you'll be mighty glad you did. Much obliged to you. Good night, everybody.
This one's called a 9-pound hammer.
It's for my side,
for my side.
Hold on, buddy, don't you go slow. Baby, how can you roll?
How can you roll if we don't go?
Hammer in this town, that rings like mine,
ring like mine.
Ring like silver,
and shine like gold.
Oh, it ring like silver,
ring like silver, and shine like gold.
I went up on a mountain. For see my baby, and ain't it coming back?
Ain't coming back.
Hold on, buddy, don't you roll too slow. Baby, how can you roll?
How can you roll
when the wheels don't go? Long way to hazard, long way to hard. Just get a little boo,
just get a little boo.
Hold on, buddy, don't you roll slow. Baby, how can you roll?
How can you roll if you don't go?
Fiddle. Here they are. Which one you got, Sally Gooden? Is a good one.